You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
It's another election season. We are 2 years away. Can you believe it? We're 2 years away from another presidential
election. I know. We were just talking about that last night, actually, because the kids were asking about voting and everything. And
were they?
Yeah, they were.
Oh, well, that's cool.
I don't get my mail a lot. We've got one of those, you know, like community mailboxes. So the mail stacks up in there for like 2 weeks before I actually go down and get it. But I went down last night and our ballots were sitting in there. I was like, oh, it's a good thing I went down and got these. So. Yeah, so I haven't even cracked mine open. I don't even know what's going on. I'm so out of the loop this time around.
Out of the loop?
I am, sadly.
I live in a spot that's got a lot of important stuff going on, and I also live in a spot that's had a lot of the spotlight put on it over the last few years for alleged improprieties when it comes to the voting process. I say.
Right.
And so I went to do early voting. Gretchen went to... sometime last week, and then I went yesterday, and it's funny, we laugh. I said, well, I'm on my way to cancel out your vote, babe. I'll see you later.
Right.
Because she and I don't see eye to eye on things politically, which we don't care. We disagree. I like to think that we are the template for how people and society should be in general. We can disagree politically, and yet we still get along great.
Right.
And for some people, it's like, no, I won't be friends with anyone who doesn't agree with everything I say.
Just go vote your way and relax. Move on with your life.
Yeah, so we just joke about it. You know, yeah. She's like, she went off and voted. And I said, well, I got to go cancel you out, babe. I'll see you later. I'll be back in a little bit. And I went and did the voting. Here's my observation, though. First of all, because of the alleged improprieties, it's a really, let's say, well governed type of process now where they are really checking your ID. It takes like more than like five
That's
minutes
good,
just to check
That's
in.
Great. That's the way it should be. Make sure you are who you are.
I got no problem with it.
Fine.
Like,
yeah.
But then the other thing I've noticed is if, you know, besides voting for people, then we also have to vote for, you know, ballot initiatives and proposed amendments to the state constitution and blah, blah, blah. And I've noticed there's some funny writing with these things. Like, you really have to pay attention to how it's worded. And I noticed that when I got my pre-stuff in the mail, I was looking at it going, it says one thing, really, but the way it's worded makes it seem like the opposite.
Got some trickery in there a little bit.
I think so. And I think that's one of the ways that they're trying to make things more plain spoken.
Okay.
Because right now you can be voting yes for something that really is a no because of the way it's worded.
Right.
There's like some funny negatives inside the wording of it.
Yeah, you almost need a lawyer to sit with you and read it, like, line by line. But you're right. It's why it's important to read that book that they send you beforehand in the mail and, like, go over everything because it pretty much lays it out.
Mm-hmm.
And then highlight what you want to do. That's what we do. So we just know right away, you know, how we're going to vote. I don't like that trickery. I don't like that at all.
And the process we use is you put this little card thing in, then you do a thing on a screen, and then it brings up a recap. Is this shows you everything you voted for. Says, is this what you want to do? If so, then print out this page. So you print out the page, then you have to take the page over to a scanner.
Okay.
And you run that through the scanner, and that is what registers your vote. It's like that little barcode
thing.
That's
good. So there's no trickery with the digital portion of it.
There's no hanging chads.
Yeah,
for those
of
you who can go back 20 years, there's none of that nonsense. It's all just digital like that. And when I was scanning it, there's a lady sitting there to make sure, you know, you don't screw up.
Huh.
And there's this little screen. She goes, just wait for it to say such and such on the screen. So I had to, like you and I are, I had to just mess around a little bit. So I looked at the screen, then I put my face down close to it, and I go, it says, help, I'm being held hostage. And she got up from her chair real fast, and I was like, I'm just kidding.
I'm just goofing.
I'm just kidding. And she's like, don't joke about this.
This is not the time or place, sir.
Not the way.
Especially a hostage joke. My God. Oh my goodness.
Oh my God. But look, I got my little sticker.
You got your sticker. Hooray.
Yeah, I voted. Yay.
You did your civic duty.